In America, where I'm from, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter what age. There's not the pressure to get married at a certain age. You know what I mean? Like, when you get married, you get married. And that's just how it is, which I think is, I mean, it's that's the big difference. I talk to a lot of women here who are upset that they haven't met, you know, that person that they're supposed to marry yet. And to me, it's no big deal. If I don't get married till I'm 50, so be it.
You know, that's an insecurity in itself. Some girls, because in this society, like, a woman is ranked higher somehow if she has a male spouse or a host or something. So like, if she's not married and she's like 30 or approaching 30 or over 30, there must be something wrong with her. That's how people judge her. And even people automatically call her a madame. And I don't know. I think it's a cultural thing.
Well, we're talking about insecurity, so hit us up, 6163 on the SMS, 3855055. That's the phone number to get in touch. On the way, music from Madonna. I had a request for Ray Charles and Destiny's Child. But we want to talk, you know, what are some of the things that you're insecure about in relationships? I mentioned, like, you're totally in love with someone, and then one day they just get bored with you, and they move on. That's one of the big things. Or another one I was thinking about during the last song is, okay, you've met the person that you're absolutely in love with and the person that you're intended to be with, and one day you wake up and you both have changed and you don't feel the same way about that person, and they don't feel the same way about you anymore that you used to feel. That's like a big, scary thought right there, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, one freaky insecurity.
Okay.
Looks. I know a lot of women who are insecure about their looks, and they have been through a zillion plastic surgeries to try to look something that would make them secure. And then I have this girl who went to a psychiatrist, and he told her, whatever you do to your outside, it's not going to change what's inside of you.
Well,
so every time you look in the mirror, you see something that is flawed.
Well, that's why people have eating disorders, too, for the same reason, because when they look in the mirror, they never see something that's good.
Yeah.
I think, you know, that comes from within. That's a whole nother, that's a whole nother topic. All right, right now it's Corey and Bailey Ray, Like a Star, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2, now the Fan.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. Do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything. Confused and in the dark. Now I
to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
مساء الخير فودافون احمد مع حضرتك يا فندم
لو سمحت يا احمد انا على جوال فودافون وير بلس وكنت عايز اعرف لما اسافر سعر الدقيقه لمصر كام من انجلترا
10 جنيه يا فندم
ومن امريكا
10 جنيه يا فندم
لو من الكويت
10 جنيه يا فندم
طب قول لي يا احمد لو انا في المانيا وعايز اكلم الصين الدقيقه تبقى بكام
10 جنيه يا فندم
لو في الهند وعايز اكلم المانيا
برضو 10 جنيه يا فندم
هو كله 10 جنيه
مع فودافون وير بلس دلوقتي تقدر تكلم مصر او اي بلد في العالم بسعر ثابت 10 جنيه للدقيقه اثناء تجوالك على شبكات فودافون حول العالم او عند تجوالك في الولايات المتحده الامريكيه وهتستقبل اي مكالمه ب 4 جنيه للدقيقه وانت في اي مكان في العالم لمزيد من المعلومات اتصل ب 800 فودافون عيش احلى ما في اللحظه
مسابقتنا جديدة من نوعها هنقول لك حاجة عن التفكير تريحك في مسابقة مرتبك في مكالمتك اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 09001 أو ارسل رسالة فاضية على 91174 مسابقتنا من غير سحب لكن بتجميع أكبر عدد نقص ومسابقتنا شهرية يعني كل شهر معانا فايز والجايزة مرتب شهري 1000 جنيه لمدة سنتين اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 09001 أو ارسل رسالة فاضية على 91174 سعر الرسالة جنيه
أيها الرجال إن حرارة الجو قد بلغت 60 درجة مئوية لازم نحتل البيت اللي على النص يا ده لأن عندهم تكييف سامسونج
تخيل لأول مرة في مصر سامسونج بتقدم تكييف وبتكنولوجيا فائقة UTR Plus تخيل إن تكييفك السامسونج هيشتغل بمنتهى الكفاءة حتى في 60 درجة مئوية
أيها القائد معك شلحف
سامسونج حلول منزلية متكاملة لحياة أسهل سامسونج بضمان منصور
عاش من سمع صوتك يا راجل انت فين هيا ماما أنا لسه وصل هحكي لك كل حاجة بالتفصيل
يلا بقى يا سيدي احكي لي بقى كل حاجة من طقطة لسلام عليكم
مين بقالك كتير ما سألتش عليه دلوقتي مع كلام اكسترا النظام الجديد لعملاء الكارت من فودافون فرصة تقول كل اللي نفسك فيه لأي حد في مصر ببلاش استمتع كل شهر ب 30 دقيقة ببلاش لأي موبايل في مصر للتحويل مجانا اتصل الآن ب 880 ولو عايز تعرف تفاصيل أكتر كلم 800 فودافون عيش أحلى ما في اللحظة
Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia. Georgia, a song of you, comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see. The road leads back to you. I said, Georgia. Oh, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on.
further arms will reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Oh, Georgia, Georgia. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia,
I said just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind right here on Kairos number one hit music station 104.2 Now FM. Let's kick off hour number two.
Now, After Dark with Aaron on Kairos number one hit music station 104.2 Nile FM.
Keep your insecurity comments coming into 6163. What makes you insecure in a relationship? That's what we're talking about tonight. On the way, Destiny's Child, Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, and the Isley Brothers will kick it off with Madonna. It's The Power of Goodbye right here on Kairos number one.
Nothing left to try.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Child with Emotion right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. It is 12 past 11 across Cairo. You tuned into After Dark. I'm Aaron in the studio with me, because it's Monday, my esteemed relationship guru, Marwa Raja, and hopefully you're enjoying the program tonight. We're talking about insecurities and how they can affect relationships, and what we're asking you tonight is, what are some of the things you're insecure about in relationships? 6163 on the SMS, 3855055. Marwa? Why don't you read some of these?
Okay. Now we have mystery SMSer here. I think it's a she. What makes me insecure in a relationship is not being left away all of a sudden, but it's the relationship becomes a duty or a devoir rather than an understanding one. This is Norhan Wahid. That is bad. That is bad. But let's see why that happens.
But relationships are work regardless. Yeah. Not necessarily a duty, but relationships are work. They're a work in progress, in my opinion. I mean, you can't just wake up and expect everything to be puppies, kittens, and rainbows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, but that's not what she's saying. I understand, because this has a translation in Arabic.
Okay.
All right. So what she means is that, like, when he says, I miss you, she has to say, I miss you too. Because she has to say.
Repetitiveness.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or for example, when he says, you're looking beautiful today, or let's do this, or let's do that, she has to agree, or it's like everything lacks passion.
Gotcha.
That's the thing.
Going through the motions.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And now going back to what you were saying, mm-hmm. is what's going to stop it from being a duty or the four.
Gotcha.
So you have to work on it. It's a work in progress. And why are you playing with the screen?
Because I'm reading them.
Okay, there's one down here.
Oh, well, we read most of these already on the bottom.
No, there was one here. Because that's a very bad one.
Oh.
Yeah, mystery SMSer here says, my girlfriend of 4 years cheated on me with one of my closest friends.
Ouch.
And after all this time thinking we could go somewhere, this happens and he's so lost right now.
That's going to lead to a lot of future insecurities.
That is horrible. Okay, how do insecurities happen, Aaron?
Usually, my personal experiences,
yeah.
It's because of your personal experiences that have happened in the past, you tend to carry that over into all relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Or poor self-body image is another reason for insecurities. Maybe some kind of emotional trauma at some point is another reason for insecurities. But I truly believe that people can also bring out insecurities based off of their actions and the things that they say as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. So based on what Aaron just said, if you know, because this is the beginning of how to get over an insecurity, if you know that this certain thing makes you insecure, it's like facing the skeleton in the closet.
Right.
It's like facing your demon. So first of all, you have to be very honest with yourself. You have to know yourself. You have to know what makes you flip, what makes you feel insecure. I told you in the beginning of the show, I freak out. The moment I get into a relationship, first thing comes to mind, he's leaving.
But you can't, I mean, that's like dooming your relationship from the start, though, Marwa.
But that's the thing, because it's an insecurity. It's like, because, like, certain things happened in my childhood where I felt this abandonment.
Right.
And now it's haunting me.
Right.
So throughout the relationship, I keep telling myself, he's not going to leave, you're doing this right. And I think we had somebody here. Let me see, she doesn't know what to do with herself. Where? Insecurity queen. Now, she says, a few years ago, she was dumped with no reason.
But I'm going to interject for 1 second.
Yeah.
Maybe to her, it was no reason. Maybe he did have a reason, and he just didn't tell you, so there was no closure.
Yeah, closure. We had
closure.
One. Closure.
Yeah.
So, she says, now I have an adorable guy, but I always feel that I'm just not good enough for him. I always think that he might find someone who is much better, prettier, more fun, and intelligent. What shall I do with myself? It is to the extent that sometimes she gets jealous with her friends if he treats them nice. Now, this is the definition of being insecure. This is a textbook insecure person. And you know what, insecurity queen, I understand what you're saying.
And you know what, that's a good one, and I feel a lot of people feel that way, especially when it comes to their man and their friends.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back,
we'll talk
more about that one, because I think that is something that a lot of people can relate to at this point. On the way, music from Celine Dion. I did have a request for the Isley Brothers and Mariah Carey. It's all coming up right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Different track playing through your mobile phone. Is that Michael Jackson?
It is Michael Jackson, and I got it from the Superstar line. And if you call 09000205 from any landline, you can download actual Michael Jackson ringtones and tracks.
Michael Jackson, I'm a huge fan of that man. How do I get his ringtones and tracks again?
09000205. That's the number for the Superstar line.
09000205?
Yep, that's the number. Just call it, and you can have your very own Michael Jackson ringtones and tracks from the Superstar line.
The Superstar line, brought to you by Telemedia. دلوقتي من موبينيل لكل طلاب الثانوية خط سألوني الثانوية 2008 هدية فقط برقم جلوسك. زور دلوقتي أقرب مركز بيع وخدمة عملاء موبينيل للحصول فورا على الخط واستفيد بدقائق ورسائل مجانية ومميزات تانية كثيرة طول السنة. موبينيل، اتكلم من القلب.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Like this, and if you kiss me like that,
It was so long ago, but it's all coming back to me. If you touch me like this, and if I kiss you like that, it was gone with the wind, but it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back, it's all coming back to me now.
Nile FM.
Dancing When We Dance right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned in to After Dark. It's 11:28 across Cairo. Thank you so much for joining myself and Marwa tonight. We're talking about insecurities in relationships. And before we dive right back into it, I need to introduce the contest portion of our program. I forgot to turn your mic on. I'm sorry. It's one of those days. Basically, there's this amazing women's clothing store called the Della Shack, and they're located at 1290 Seed. They're open till midnight, 7 days a week, and they just have the most beautiful women's clothing. So, ladies, if you're between 18 to 35, or you just feel between 18 and 35, check this store out. You're going to find exactly what you're looking for there. Modern clothing, vintage clothing. They are just very fashionable. They have styles ranging from uptown to whimsy to stylish career girl. So here's what I need you to do. I need you to pick one artist that you absolutely love. Pick two love songs from that artist. Send them in to 6163. Pick one artist, two love songs from that artist. Send them in to 6163. If I choose your two songs to close out After Dark tonight, you will win that 500 LE voucher from Adela Shack. It's that easy. Once again, they're located at 1290 Seed, and they're open till midnight 7 days a week. One artist, two love songs from that artist, same artist, send it in to 6163. And now back into insecurities, because we are just getting bombarded with SMS messages. Yeah. Now, for Insecurity Queen, we need to address this issue, because I'm sure it's a common one that people, and I'll admit, it's happened to me. I was in a relationship with someone, and I got dumped, and then I got into a new relationship, and I kept having insecurities about, okay, well, is this guy going to do the same thing that the past guy did?
Yeah, it's called baggage.
Right.
Yeah. So, Insecurity Queen, now you're saying that now you have an adorable guy, but you're so worried that he's going to leave you for someone who's prettier, better, more fun, more intelligent, and so on. Now, let me tell you something, and I'm not preaching here. I'm just giving you a fact. A relationship is not about how pretty you are, or how good you are, or how fun you are, or how intelligent you are. It's about loving you for who you are, exactly as you are. There will always be somebody prettier. There will always be somebody more fun. There will always be somebody new. So, like, if this is how relationships worked, nobody would be in a marriage. Nobody would grow old together.
No, because you meet that one person and you love the things about them, and that's why that person's with you.
Exactly. You love the things about the person's character. It's like, I don't know, I could say that, you know, like one of the weirdest things, I used to know this guy, and when he laughed, because he had a big nose, and it didn't fit the face, so right. When he laughed, his nose did this funny thing. It wasn't about how his nose looked, it's about this funny thing that made me laugh, you know? So, I don't know, you just need to understand that relationships are not about being better, it's not a competition, it's not a contest.
What's that saying? We have a saying in the hood. Well, mm-hmm. If so-and-so would have spent more time worrying about themselves instead of what everybody else was doing, everything would be fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you just focus on you. Don't worry about, you know, what everybody else is doing. You know what I mean? Like, this line is what really bothered me about this SMS. It's to the extent that sometimes I get jealous if he treats my friends nice. And that can be a major problem in your relationship, and that's something you're going to have to figure out a way to overcome.
Because if you continue like that, you will drive him away.
Exactly. What do you want him to come over and be like, hate your friends? Be like, hey, Nancy, I hate your outfit today. Why don't you go home? You know what I mean? Like, you don't want him to be rude to your friends. He's being nice to your friends because he loves you or he cares about you.
But is this lack of trust in the boyfriend or in the friends? Or in herself, because I think this is a triple thing here.
It could be. I think it's more of a personal...
Because some girls really don't deserve to be there as your friend.
Well, yeah, there's certain women that I won't bring around my boyfriend because I know how they are. They're scantless.
Yeah. Most of the time you find out when they are around the boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Alrighty,
all
right, what's the next one?
Single, he was talking before about wanting to get married and having kids before he turns 30. And he's saying that it's a cultural thing with him and his dad and so on. All right, Mystery SMSer says he hates that I get bored real fast and I don't enjoy it except the first month.
Well, you haven't met that one that's going to sweep you off your feet yet. That's what that's about.
I was about to say I identify.
There's another thing, too, about going through a lot of frogs before you meet your prince.
Kissing a lot of frogs before
you meet your prince. There you go.
So, well, the first month is nice, it's fun, it's interesting, but here's the thing. If this is a pattern, if you keep going through the first month and then jumping boats, it means that you're not ready to go deeper. You're not ready to share parts of yourself. You just want the crust. But once you go deeper, this is where you become intimate. You share your insecurities. You get hit a lot by so many things in the relationship. And if this is a pattern, then it's a sign of commitment phobia. Let's put it this way.
Okay.
And
we can do one more before we
let's do
break.
Gabby.
Okay.
Gabby Ash. All right, for me, it has always been the feeling that the girl would stop at the stage of being charmed by the intellectual outgoing guy and would never get to know the man behind. And it has always been the case. They get shocked when for a poem that I might describe some restless feelings while I'm with them. So I used to do things that show me in an unshiny way. Ah, all right. Now, I understand exactly what Gabby is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. For those people who have an artistic streak, all right, people would develop a crush or this for their writing or their poetry or their this or that. But when they get to meet the real person, they want the writer. They want this imaginary thing. They don't want to know the real person. And Gabby, I understand what you're saying, but you don't have to do that. You just need to walk them slowly into your world. You need to show them the fine lines between fact and fiction.
Right.
It's a lot of work, but if you meet someone who is worth it, I think Sheza, your girl Sheza, yeah, you called her name. So with Sheza, you just need to walk her through your world very slowly. You need to show her where fact and fiction separate. Like, this is me, the writer, and this is me, the person.
Right.
This is me when I'm shiny, and this is me when I'm scared.
There we go.
There we go.
All right, hit us up, 6163 on the SMS. What are some things that make you insecure in relationships? We want to know all about it. And also, pick one artist, two songs from that very same artist. Send them in to 6163. If I choose your songs to close out the end of the program, you will win a 500 LE voucher from Adele Shack. Stick around. It's all coming up right here on Kairos number one hit music station, 104.2. Nile FM.
Kairos number one hit music station. 104.2 Nile FM.
عايز تعيد بعربية جديدة؟ اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 09821 أو من أي محمول على 1721. مسابقتنا من غير سحب لكن بتجميع أكبر عدد نقط. ودلوقتي عيد معنا بعربية موديل 2008 ب60,000 جنيه. جاوب على الأسئلة العامة وجمع النقط. اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 09821 أو من أي محمول على 1721. معانا هتقضي أحلى الأوقات وهتعيد بأحلى العربيات.
Take a musical journey around the world with the Putumayo World Music Hour on Nile FM. It's your chance to experience the many musical flavors from around the world.
On the next Putumayo World Music Hour,
we salute a city with a vibrant world music scene, New York. Musicians from Africa, South America, the Caribbean, and beyond all enrich the city's musical tapestry.
So make sure you join Dan Storpa and Rosalie Howard for the world-renowned Putumayo World Music Hour on Fridays between 5 and 6 p.m. exclusively on Nile FM.
Wow, is that a Shakira track playing through your phone?
Yeah, and everyone can download them by calling 09000-110.
Everyone?
Yes, if you're a fan of Shakira, just call the Superstar line at 09000-110, and you can download Shakira ringtones for your mobile and even download her tracks. It's that easy.
Shakira, Shakira. I'm a huge fan of Shakira. How do I get those ringtones again?
You just call 09000-110. Just call from any landline.
I'm definitely going to call the number so I can get my very on Shakira ringtones and tracks.
The Superstar Line, brought to you by Telemedia.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
There's a hero
With Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away and dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
Don't want to miss a thing right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. That one off the Armageddon soundtrack. You seen Armageddon, Marwa?
Yes, I have.
Love that film.
Yeah.
Love the song.
I cried a lot at the end.
I cry a lot when I watch movies like that where people die. You know what I mean?
We're on the right show, honey.
Lately, I've been crying a lot for no reason. Oh, look, the cat got hit by a car.
Is that true?
Yeah, I saw a cat get hit the other day. And
no.
Yes, and you know how well you are the same way about me. Or, you know, like when it comes
cats.
To cats.
Yeah.
I was like distraught. We're talking about insecurities in relationships tonight, and coming up later on in the program, actually very soon, I'm going to announce the winner of the 500 LE gift voucher from Adela Shack. They're located at 1290C. They're open till midnight 7 days a week. They're an amazing women's fashion store. And what I'm asking you to do is pick one artist that you absolutely adore, two love songs from that artist, and send it in to 6163. If I choose your songs to close out the show tonight, you'll win that voucher. It's that easy. We do have a lot of these SMS messages to go through.
Yeah, we have a lot.
Yeah.
All right, Loza Hillel says, insecurity equals instability and not knowing what the other partner wants and confusion.
Definitely.
That is very true. All right, Mahdi, he's saying, I feel insecure if I'm not accepted when being myself. That is the worst type. When you have to pretend, when you always have to wear a mask. And I understand that one very well. All right, Mystery SMSer saying, I used to be insecure about marriage till a year ago, and I let it get to me. Actually, I believe that something was wrong with me until this year ago. I want to know what happened a year ago, because people tell me that I'm smart, cute, but I don't believe them. But I never show it anyway, although it cuts me up inside. I think this one, I don't know. What do you see when you look in the mirror?
That's a good question.
Yeah, because if people tell you that you're smart and you're cute and you don't see it, then maybe because, as Aaron was saying, insecurity usually has roots. Something upset you when you were young. It's some kind of a trauma, an emotional thing. So something that caused or triggered this lack of self-esteem or bad image. Wookie, I'm feeling insecure because of time and its effect on the relationship, and also being so honest that some people could misunderstand it.
Oh, I have that problem.
Tell me about it.
Brutally honest, and people take you the wrong way. And, you know, I also have the bad habit of putting my foot in my mouth all the time, where things...
Is that literal?
No. not like I'm a contortionist and I bend and my foot goes... It's a saying that means... Like, you say something and you don't mean it to come out the way it does,
right.
And you say it at the most the most inopportune time ever. They call it putting your foot in your mouth. Yeah, I'm guilty of that one. No, I don't sit here and, ooh, that's gross, Marla.
All right, Dice is saying, do you think girls feel insecure more than guys?
I think no.
Guys actually have loads and loads of insecurities.
Oh, yeah.
Loads. It's like, okay, am I good enough? Is she comparing me to her ex? Does she want more of this, more of that? Am I good? That's why they keep asking all sorts of reassuring questions. No, guys are definitely more insecure.
Yeah, guys need more reassurance than women, I think, in most situations. But I think women are more, not emotionally insecure, they're more physically insecure about their bodies.
Yeah.
Than men are.
Actually, nowadays, guys are like that. Especially this metrosexual trend. Well, they make sure that their nails are done and their face and their beards and their goatees and whatever. It's getting there. And they always ask for reassurance. It's like, how do I look in that shirt? And
I think everyone is insecure. That's the bottom line. Everyone has their own form of insecurities.
Yeah.
Period.
Now, we have another question from Wookie. That's a tough one. Now, he has a friend, and his friend... could not have kids, and he's married. So he's known his wife a very long time before marriage, and now that they're married and she stayed with him, she doesn't mind not having kids,
mm-hmm.
but this issue makes him feel insecure. This is a very tough one.
That is a tough one. I don't know how the culture is here, but is it possible to adopt children?
No.
Oh, it isn't?
No. And the culture puts a lot of stress on having kids. So it's like, when are you going to get married? When are you going to get married? Once you're married, when are you having kids? Anything on the way? Any good news? I had a blue dream. I had a pink dream.